We were born into sin and having a sin be our master. And when Christ died on the cross, rose again, we identify ourselves with that. We were baptized with him. We rose with him. Right? Not literally. I haven't died and rose again yet, physically. He did, and I identify with that. And because of that, I don't have to live under the mastery of sin anymore. I can live for him. I can get up in the morning and say, "Oh, God's letting me breathe again." I can praise God. I can live for him instead of choosing to follow the flesh. Now, he's going to get to that. Paul's going to get to that in the next chapter. Because what's the next chapter say? Next chapter, in chapter 7, he says, I do what I don't want to do. I don't do what I do want to do. Who can save me from this body of death? That's how it ends. And chapter 8 starts, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." So our mindset, our living for him, this newness of life, it's actually found in chapter 12. Right? This newness of life is found in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And it says this: "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship of service. And do not be conformed to this world, but" what? "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So our living for Christ starts here. It starts here in our heart, but it starts here too. It's the renewing of our mind. How does our mind get renewed? Well, our mind gets renewed daily by saying, "You know what? I am not mastered by sin anymore. I am mastered by God. Sin isn't my master, so I don't have to follow the flesh. I don't have to do the things that just please me. I get to do what God desires me to do." And living the Christian life, walking the Christian life, isn't a chore then. It's what we desire to do. Keep going here. My notes are completely shot here. Okay, verse 5. "For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death," identifying with his death, "certainly we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." Right? So it's all part of salvation. When we trust Christ, we not only are baptized into his death, but we're baptized into his life, his righteousness. Look at verse 6. "Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin." Do you realize that? When you are born a slave to sin. And if you don't believe that, try staying up half the night with your kid or your grandkid who is screaming in the middle of the night. You're saying, "What is wrong? What did I do?" Or who you give food to and they throw it. I say, "No, right? I worked for that food. You need to eat that food." Right? We can see it in each other. We usually can't see it in ourselves. "Nah, I'm good enough." But we can see it in everybody else. Right, that we're born into sin. The problem with that is that sin is the master. But we can get out of that because of the death, burial, and resurrection. Sin no longer has to be master. And look how he explains it. Look at verse 7. "For he who has died is free from sin." Does that mean that we never sin? No. That's not what he's saying. He's freed from the mastery of sin. Remember? He just talked about sin as the master. So we're talking about a slavery here. I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but do you realize that... Oh, I don't care if it offends anyone. Anyway, do you realize that you are not ever, ever independently free? I know, we as Americans go, "What? What? I am too. I'm an American." No. You are either a slave to sin as a master, or you are a slave to God as a master. You are never the master. "Well, I can master my own life." You know what? You're following the flesh by saying that. Just by saying that, you're following sins. You're following sin's mastery because I want to be independent. How did God create Adam and Eve in the garden? To be dependent on him. And they said, nah, I want to eat a piece of that watermelon. It's hanging from that tree. They had to have been, it had to have been watermelon hanging from that tree. It couldn't have been an apple. But anyway, he said, I want to do that, even though you said I'm not to do it. And became independent of God. Decided to follow their flesh, whatever. Anyway, sin became their master. And because of that, through that one transgression, now sin becomes the master of everyone who is born. But we don't have to stay that way. We can have salvation, which is by grace through faith. Grace being what? Death and resurrection. Faith being believing that in such a way that God is now our master. Look what it says. Keep going, because he explains this really well. Verse 8. Now if we have died to Christ, or died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Even so, now this is the point you want to catch. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. That word consider in the original language is legizomai. Sound familiar? Logic. We get our word logic from it. Logically take this path that you were born into sin and Christ died for sins, and therefore if you have identified with him and believed in him, you have died with him and rose with him, risen with him, raised with him, and came alive with him also, so that you can walk as a slave to God instead of walking as a slave to sin. Isn't that cool? We are now free to serve God because of the resurrection. Here, now. So what significance is Easter to us today? The fact that we can now consider ourselves to be slaves of God, which is true. If you've trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a slave to God. Some people say, I don't want to be a slave. Oh, this is a sweet slavery. This is wonderful. Not anything like being a slave to sin. How do we do that? I'm not going to go into the whole explanation, but look at verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts. In other words, this is a command, by the way. And he goes on and says, don't present the members of your body to sin. In other words, I want what I want. I want to beat you up. Don't present my fist to your face. Why? Because my fist is part of the body that Christ died for, that I can now live. I can now live in newness of life. So my fist isn't to be part of your face. My hand is to be part of helping you. You see the difference? My flesh wants what my flesh wants. My flesh was born into a slavery to sin. But my spirit, which is born into righteousness through the death, burial, and especially the resurrection of Christ, now I can live today without following my flesh. Now, do I still follow my flesh? Well, Paul did. Paul did, chapter 7. He says, I'm doing what I don't want to do. I don't do what I do want to do. He's frustrated. And he's a Christian. So who can save me from this body of death? And then he says, no, there's no condemnation. And the next verse from who can save me from this body of death is, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. So yes, we can live for him. Yes, we can say no to sin. Do we all the time? No. Because that remnant of sin is still there, that familiarity that we have with following sin, being a slave to sin, is still there. But that doesn't mean that we cannot say no. We have what impacts us today, the significance of the resurrection today, is that we can say yes to God. We can live for him instead of living for ourselves, which is being a slave to sin. We get to live, and we don't have to. That's why I said before, we don't have to, but we get to. We get to serve a living and holy God because He put that life in us. So when we are living for Him, whose life is being lived through us? Because it's not mine. I still want what I want when I want it and how I want it. But if anything good from it comes from me, it's because He puts a new desire in me. Remember, He gives us the will and the way. He gives us the desires, puts the desires in our heart to serve Him, and He gives us the opportunity to serve Him. So when you come across the coincidence, which you have the opportunity to serve God, that is not a coincidence. It's what He has put in your heart, and it's what He has opened up for you to do. Sometimes that involves hard situations. But always it involves Him prompting you and giving you strength. Always. But it still comes down to this. Do we know Him as master, or do we know sin as master? The whole aspect of salvation is His death, burial, and resurrection provided for us a way to have new life. Eternal life, yes, but life that matters here and now. Do you know Him? If you've never trusted Christ, your Lord and Savior, I would invite you to accept that free gift. And then you can come in the door and look for that glorious. Look for that excitement, seeing Christ, having Him be your master, your Lord, rather than I just want to please myself. You know, it's what's amazing is how God put us together with a God hole in us, that when we do live for ourselves and just want to please ourselves, it never works. It never works. We can be happy for a little while, and then it's just, you know, some of the most miserable people are some of the richest people on our planet. Why? Because everything that we think will make us happy doesn't. But God does. He gives us true life and abundant life and life that sustains us even now. It's an amazing, amazing concept, isn't it? All because of the resurrection, what we celebrate today. So the resurrection of Christ, Easter, is all about the resurrection of Christ and the fact that we can now have eternal life, okay? And I don't want to back away from any of that. But it's also about the fact that we can now live for Him and enjoy His presence and long for Him. You know, it was fun. Emily was there last night, and Emily and Chris have both read a book about people who have died and then were resuscitated, right? Anyway, they didn't die. They died but didn't die. And they have, there's so many, and she's read several books and talked to people. And there was a man that I grew up with in my home church, and he died on the operating table and then came back. And his story is the same as all of those. And it's just amazing the way they try and describe it. And the conclusion that we even came to last night was, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the glories that are there because of the resurrection of Christ. Instead of having sin as our master, we can now logically give the members of our body to God instead of giving the members of our body to sin as master. So the resurrection has significance for us today. Live for Him, because you can. You can. I can kiss my wife because I can. You guys don't get to do that. I do. It's so much fun. It's so cool. I can, and I want to. Why? Because it's so wonderful. But the more I know her, the more wonderful it gets. The more we know God, the more wonderful it gets to serve Him. Grow in Him. Keep growing. Let's close in prayer.